This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. We continue in our shiur on Tefillah. The series is sponsored by Rabbi Tzal Rose, Lila Nishmas' brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. And we're going to continue on in the subject that we discussed last week, how in many brachos, the tense of the bracha switches from what is called Noichach Tenistar. Baruch Atah, we talk to God directly. Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kedishanu, B'mitzvosav, He sanctified us. We go from first person to second person. We go from second person to third person, actually. Baruch Atah, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shehakol Nia B'dvaroi. Why is that? So last week we brought a number of Perushim. We started with the Pshat of the Avudraham. The Avudraham says, because when we come to the name of Hashem, we apply the rule, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, I place God before me always, and therefore when we mention the name of Hashem, we say Baruch Atah, as if we're standing right opposite Him. And once you say Melech HaOlam, so you're no longer opposite Hashem, He's Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, it's Asher Kedishanu. So basically, Atah is for Hashem, is the Yud Kei Vav Kei. And once we get to Melech HaOlam, then it's third person. That was the pshat of the Avudraham. Then the Avudraham quoted the Riva, that the reason why brachos were Niskan, Noichach, and Nistar, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed and hidden. He's revealed through His Masim, He's hidden through His divinity. And therefore the Neshama, which is also revealed and hidden, praises both elements of Hashem. So the first pshat is, by the name it's Noichach, and then once he's Melech HaOlam, it's Nistar. The second pshat is, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Noichach, is Nigla, the Nistar, Nigla Mitzad Masav, Nistar Mitzad Pu'uloisav. Then we saw the Shalos HaTshuvos HaRashba, that Hashem's Amitus, Hashem's Mitzius is obvious, but His Amitus is Nistar. In other words, His Metzius is Nigla, His Amitus is Nistar. Different than Avudraham. Avudraham said that Hashem is Nigla Mitzad Masav, Nistar Mitzad Lokusai. He's revealed through His actions, He's hidden through His divinity. The Rashba says God's reality is obvious, but His essence is hidden. Okay, so it's slightly different than the Avudraham. The Avudraham, the focus is God is revealed through His Maisim. The Rashba says His reality is revealed, meaning the fact that He exists is revealed, but His essence is hidden. Then we saw the pshat of the Beis Elokim. And the Beis Elokim basically said it's a reference to the two Shechinais. There's the Shechina that is with us in Galus, that we don't get swallowed up by the nations of the world, and that He saves us. And then there's the Shechina B'Shamayim. And the reason why brachos are Noichach and Nistar is Baruch Atah Hashem is L'Noichach, Asher Kedishanu B'Tzvosav V'Tzivanu is Nistar, is we're Mevarech the name of Hashem that is Nigla to us and distant. So Baruch Atah Hashem is the Shechina down below, Melech HaOlam is the Shechina above. So that was sort of a fourth pshat. Now, we did bring a nafkamina, lahalacha, what the reason that part of the bracha is Noichach and part of the bracha is Nistar, that the Nefesh HaChaim said Baruch Atah is Noichach and Asher Kedishanu is Nistar. That what is revealed, a little differently than the Avudraham, and a little differently than the Rashba. The Avudraham says Hashem's Masim are revealed. The Rashba says Hashem's existence is revealed. The Nefesh HaChaim says that Hashem's interaction with the Olamos, that is Noichach. And that's what we are Mevarech. So Baruch Atah Hashem is the Olamos that need Toisefes V'Riboy Bracha, and from the Atzmusa Yizbarach, and that's Melech HaOlam. However, so according to the Nefesh HaChaim, the Melech HaOlam is a continuation of the Baruch Atah Hashem. Melech HaOlam is still part of talking to God B'lashon Noichach, and the essence of God is what is mitzaveh us in the mitzvahs. Okay, so with that introduction, I just want to show you one more idea of the Beis Elokim, the Mabit, Rav Moshe Mitrani, and that will be for now the end of this subject. If we take a look over here in the bottom paragraph, last night I had a shtickel unfortunate event, and that is I had a problem with my copy machine. Now, so I don't know if you understand what that means for me. You know, this is not a... So please everybody should have in mind my copy machine, Canon 530, you could either use the father's name or the mother's name. Then my copy guy is coming, hopefully today. I told him I'm going to pay him extra if he could get this done today. And be mispalel that it should be a quick fix. Anyway, so I had to use cams. I wasn't able to cut and paste last night. But we have like this. I just took a picture from the Sefer. V'ikur tefila seinu emyurchas rabshan osam gimel pa'am v'chayam. Our primary tefillah are the 18 blessings that we're mesal every day. They're mesakin shmana esrei as if we're speaking directly to God. Baruch ata, ata gibar, ata kadosh, ata choinen, hashivenu. Right? Shmana esrei is very much noichach, 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 noichach. Ata kadosh, ata choinen, hashivenu, ritzei, moidim anachnu loch. The whole shmana esrei is noichach, ata gibar. Ata kadosh, baruch ata, ata choinen. Hashivenu avinu l'sayra secha, b'karvenu magen avayda secha. There is no switch to nistar really in Shemana Esrei. Isn't that interesting? Shemana Esrei is straight, noicha, it's the whole time in second person. V'lazet tzarech gam kein, you know why you need to stand up by Shemana Esrei? Because other brachas you don't have to stand, because other brachas are nistar. You're not talking directly to God, you're talking about God. You're talking about God. You're not necessarily in His presence. But Shemana Esrei is noichach, noichach, ato, ato, ato. You're oimed lefnei amelch. This gives you a deeper understanding what it means. Shemana Esrei is oimed lefnei amelch. It's mamish, the whole thing is noichach.
It's interesting that Shemana Esrei is tefillah b'tzibur, right?
Yeah.
So that's like a group and not individualized. But the tefillahs themselves individually, you're talking one-to-one to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Even though you're part of a tzibur, I always thought the Shemona Esrei is really my bakashas to Hashem, one-to-one.
Yeah, so it's even apparent in the formulation. It's ata lecha.
Right. Sayra
secha. Kimedaber ishal chaver, shemedaber lepanim apanim beprap, tefillahs yud ches. Ki b'mashon saladim b'yeshiva, that which you say sitting, Shema, you're not talking to Hashem. You're saying over what Hashem told you to recite. Regular brachas are partially direct and partially third person. Even Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Or, He created light, right? Do you need to stand up for the Berachas Kriyas Shema? No. It's Yotzer Or, He created light. So you could be sitting. V'tuvai, His goodness, Mechadish B'chol Yom, L'nistar. Kel Baruch B'nistar. Haboicher, He selects. Not Bacharta B'ama Yisrael, B'nistar. Emes Elokeinu Malkeinu, He is our King. B'nistar. So you can sit, because you're not talking to God, you're talking about God. Now again, you're saying it to God, but it's less direct, so you don't have to stand. I tell you, you know, I wasn't born yesterday, but I never knew why you stand by Shemona Esrei and you sit by Berachas Kriyas Shema. Pretty amazing. The reason you stand by Shemona Esrei, you're talking directly to God. The reason you sit by the other tefillahs, you're speaking about God. And it's evident in just a simple formulation. Now, The reason why brachas are part and part is we already said over the Rash from the Rashba that any bracha that doesn't have Hashem's name is not a bracha. Any bracha that doesn't have malchus. And the reason is Hashem Yisbarach, He must exist. He inherently exists. Mitzius warrants that He exists. V'she'en amitas yizbarach m'seges kiyim la'atzmai levad. V'hu b'mitziusai nigla, He is in His reality revealed. V'amitus mahusai, but in the truth of His essence, nistar v'nelam and akal. We read this Rashba. So the Rashba says the reason why brachos are nistar and noichach and nistar is noichach mitzad mitziusai, nistar mitzad amitusai. So therefore, they were mesakin it lenoichach kemedaber mishu nimtzam meforsam. Ad shumadabri my panim uponim. And then Asher Kizom Zazob in Nistar to be Koivea, that even though he must exist, the Mitzios, his Mahots of his Mitzios is Nistar and Elam. That's the Rashba, okay? We read the Rashba last week. Now, by the way, another Chiddush I never knew. Why do we say Melech in the beginning of a Bracha? And not in the end of the bracha. Right? We know kol bracha she'ini my malchus is not a bracha. Why? You know why? Because the chasima is God's hidden aspect, is the nistar part. What we don't understand, the beginning is the fact that God is the master of the world, that His existence is obvious. So that's in the beginning of the bracha, which is the noichach part, that's when we say God is the king. Because the beginning of the bracha is Hashem's revelation. What is revealed about Hashem? What's revealed about Hashem is not His essence, but the fact that He does exist. That's obvious. That's revealed. It is revealed that God exists. It is not revealed what Hashem is. Okay. Now, comes the Beis Elohim and he has an issue with the Rashba. He says, "Laniyas daiti gam ki tamzeu nigla v'gadol toel z'kamesh goes v'arav." Even though the Rashba is saying something very worthwhile, it does not explain all the brachos. Im kolze einoy kol alachal brachos. Ki hine kol brachos shal atfilos him kulam lenoichach kamesh kasafti. All the blessings of the tfilos are all direct, like I wrote. Right, Shmoneh Esrei. Straight on, straight on. You, ata choinen, ata gibar. L'soyro secha. V'gam ba'oisim shemadurim kedushas Yisrael. Even the blessings that talk about the sanctity of the Jewish people, like on Yom Tif. K'may birchas ha'moyad. And we say, v'kidash ta'anu, not b'mitzvoisav, but b'mitzvoisecha, with your mitzvois. V'loy kidashan b'mitzvoisav. Asher mizeh nireh heyois tam shekasavti nochoin. That would indicate that the reason I mentioned is true. That it's not that, different than the Rashba. It's not that the beginning of a bracha is God's reality and the end of the bracha is God's hidden aspect. In Shmoneh Esrei, we're talking straight to God, second person, therefore everything is second person. Ki b'chol ha-bracha shem tfila ba'amida, any blessing which is a prayer of Amida, ki tfila yishalchol, like the prayers of the weekday, v'hazmanim, heim ne'amarim l'noichach. They are said straight on, shehu ki medaber im ha-shechina b'tfilasoi. That's like speaking with the Shechina in his tfila. V'im kein tzarch loseis tam le'bruchos ha-mitzvois ha-mesudaros b'lasho noichach v'nistar. And if so, you need to give a reason for the brachos hamitzvahs. In other words, since the most reasonable approach over here is that Shmoneh Esrei is noichach because we're talking directly to God, we have to give a reason why by brachos hamitzvahs, which are b'lashon noichach v'nistar, v'lay nizdar kol nosach ha-bracha b'lashon nistar, k'may sh'ayaroi b'yoyz b'lti oynati l'nei ha-shechina. Now, here's like this. It seems what he's asking is, Shmoneh Esrei, you're talking directly to God, as opposed to a Birchas HaMitzvah, you're speaking about God. So if you're speaking about God, the whole bracha should be Nistar, including the beginning. It shouldn't be Baruch Atah. Why the switch? Apparently he doesn't want to work with the Rashba, that we're talking about two different aspects of Hashem. He's dealing with the approach. When I ask you, you're talking directly to God. Other times you're talking about God. So then why in a Birchas HaMitzvah does the beginning formulate a Lashon of Nistar? So he says like this, very interesting approach. V'chein ani oimer, ki min ha-yodua, it is known, she Yisrael lo hayu ruyum letztavis b'mitzvah Hashem. It is known that Klal Yisrael was not roy to be commanded in the mitzvot of Hashem. Mitzad heyoisam nechlolim v'nimshachim me'adam arishayin. Because we were incorporated and drawn from Adam arishayin, she'avar al tzivay arishayin shenzav neskal hu v'shevazaram. Basically, we really should not be commanded in mitzvahs. Because we're descendants of Adam. Adam got a mitzvah. He blew it. So he's clearly not somebody who's capable of abiding and following the program of mitzvahs. So really, God should not give us another chance and give us mitzvahs. V'im Adam Arishan show Yitzir Kavachok as well, Lo Yishim Zaz Boiroi. If Adam could not fulfill the command of God, Kavachom Liyotzik Halot V'achar Chetav Anshe, certainly his descendants, certainly the descendants of Adam Rishon should not be worthy to accept mitzvahs.
But we're not
of
Adam, we're
Bonim.
Gam Kain Bonim, right?
Ben Kain
Bonim.
Correct. By the way, how do you buy the Sefer? Did you know?
Go on the Torah Anytime website, Gladstein, and there's a link there.
Very good. So I could, excellent. And if I make a commercial later, it will be my first one of the year. Okay, good. So, Kigadoyla, he... No, this is just, you know, this is figure of speech, that, meaning, we really are not worthy that Hashem could command us in mitzvahs, because the truth is, he's saying that it's an honor to be commanded from such a great master, a mitzvos, and it's only because God loved us, because we're the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, He wanted to command us in mitzvos, and that He'll be our God. Basically, that's really what you're saying, that logically, we shouldn't really have an opportunity to mekayim mitzvahs because we come from Adam, and Adam blew it. So how do we expect to be deserving of it and be deserving of the privilege? In other words, it's a privilege for a great person to give you a job to do. So we're not deserving of that privilege. But because God loves us so much, and if you want to say it's because of we're His children and we're descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so then that's the only reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us that opportunity. So He prepares us through tefillah that we should be nikiyim and zakim and purified from chait, so that we should be roy lekabel haTorah on Har Sinai. And this was what God commanded Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai: lechel ha'am v'kidashtem hayom u'machar v'chibsu suloisam. The concept of kidashtem hayom u'machar is sanctifying the nefesh, purifying it from physical midos, and then washing your clothing, on the outside clothing, to metaher what's in the guf. And this is the inyan of contemplation and seclusion, leaving one's midos that you are accustomed to. And it did not suffice to purify them completely. Mitzad hasmadas hargelam ba'oisam, Haskoines Amidas Harois. Basically, it was not enough just to purify them in that way. So Hashem was mezakech them, that He actually removed their souls. That when God said, Anochi Hashem Lekecha, the souls of the Jewish people left their bodies, and He cleansed and returned it to them, Zaka Unakila, so that whatever semblance of bad midos and bad qualities and bad traits they had in Mitzrayim, that left them. This is also something I never knew. We all know that when God gave us the Torah, it says, Parcha Nishmasam, their souls left them. What was the purpose of that? It was basically a soul cleanse, that we had bad character traits, we had sort of sullied our souls, and when God gave us the Torah, He removed our souls, He put it through the soul washing machine, and He returned it to us. Now, v'ho'inyin hu lahayro islanu. Oh. Says the Beis Elokim. Now we understand in the parasha of Kabbalas HaTorah why sometimes Hashem says, sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu talks. Ki'ilu the Shechina is talking to them directly, right? It's Moshe talking, and he says, Atem re'isem, Atem shamaya tishmu l'koili, v'atem tiuli. Moshe is talking to Israel as if God is speaking directly to them. And then when it says, Koy soymar, is sheyedaber aleim kadvarma ila lenoichach, is that Hashem, that he should speak to them these words straight on. V'loy sheyoymar atem re'isem asher osa l'mitzrayim. Moshe doesn't say, you saw what he did to Mitzrayim. You saw what I did to Mitzrayim. And now if you will listen to his voice, no. But then when God gave them the command to cleanse themselves, it's like God did it, B'lashon Hester. Lech el'am v'kidash ha'mimachar. Let them sanctify themselves. Let them wash their clothing. He will descend. It's all Moshe talking to Klal Yisrael, what Hashem said, B'lashon Nistar. So here we encounter, in the episode of Kabbalas HaTorah, what we basically encounter when we come to every Berachas HaMitzvah. It starts off B'lashon Noichach, and it ends B'lashon Nistar. Moshe talks to the Jewish people, and he says, as if he's God, you saw what I did. If you're going to listen to me, you will be to me, Mamlechus Kohen Megakadosh. And all of a sudden, he says, and if you change your clothing, they should change their clothing and wash their clothing and wash their garments because he will descend on Har Sinai. So why does the Parsha, in describing what Hashem is going to do for Klal Yisrael in the giving of the Torah, start b'lashon noichach and go to lashon istar. V'inyinu lahayros lanu ki Yisrael lahayiruim l'sheitzavu mitzvos mipi Hashem l'miyad hachanosam. Klal Yisrael were not worthy that they should be commanded on mitzvos because of their minimal preparation. When it comes to the psukim of preparation that Klal Yisrael has to do, we're sort of distant from Hashem. And God speaks to us, B'lashon Nistar. They will clean their clothing. The Chibisu, they will wash their garments. Because God will come down on our scene. So when it comes to the prep, which was not really sufficient, it was in third person. Dabar alim inzin zah, kada ha kadusha va prishma asem aram, kemaster panamem, kaloymar. Because they're not really ra'oi, in their preparation, they're not worthy to be commanded. But because they're Bnei Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Hashem is going to be makar of them and draw them close and make them a segula mikol ha'amim and make them mamlechas kayan and goy kadosh. And that's why Chazal were masakin birchos ha-mitzvah noichach and nistar. Chazal nusach birchos ha-mitzvah b'niglav and nistar. Baruch atol le-noichach. Blessed are you, God, straight on. In terms of why we're able to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, it's because you love us, we're Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But He sanctified us in the Mitzvahs, just like on Har Sinai, when the sanctity was done, B'lashon Nistar. That first God spoke to us, Noichach, V'atem Tiuli Mamlechas Kayanim, V'atem Shamaya Tishmuli, and then God spoke to us, V'chiblu Samois, V'itaharu Ki V'yamesh Nisi, Yeired Hashem, V'achakach V'nisak, V'shamarno, to show, even though we bless Him L'noichach, without a middleman, because Kichelek Hashem Amoy, realize that we're not really fully deserving of the privilege that Hashem should be Mitzava us to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. It's just that He wants us. In other words, we don't deserve it, but He loves us. And that's how God spoke to us on Har Sinai, Noichach and then Nistar, and that's how we make a Berachas HaMitzvah, Noichach and then Nistar. V'zeo, Anirtza, Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedoshim B'Tzvos V'Tzivanu. This is the meaning, Hashem, our God, King of the world, that He sanctified us, that even though He's the King of the world, He's our God. And even though we're not worthy, and we haven't prepared ourselves to be Mekayei Mitzvos, and even though when He sanctified us, we're not worthy that He speak to us, B'Lashon Noichach, it says, Asher Kedoshanu, He sanctified us, not you sanctified us. Why not you sanctified us? Because when God sanctified us on Har Sinai, He did it, B'Lashon Nistar. Right? Where does it say, B'Lashon Nistar? V'kidashtem ayoy mumachar, kibyam ashusi yeyreid Hashem. V'gam ha-kohenim ha-yishom Hashem yiskadashu. God didn't say, Hiskadshu, sanctify yourself. And they will send, you should be. So this is a special Inyan Miyuchad. In Shmoyne Esrei, it's Noichach, 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 Noichach. Don't ever forget that. When you're down in Shmoyne Esrei, that's why you stand up. Because you're changing. Birchas Krishma, you're talking about Hashem. You could sit. Shmoyne Esrei, you're talking to Hashem. It's Ata Gibar, Ata Choynein. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seira Secha. Now we're not talking about something Hashem did to us. We're talking directly to Hashem. You have to be standing. But in Birchas HaMitzvah, we're basically replicating Maimon Har Sinai. The sanctity was third person. But Hashem, because of His love for us, He came to us directly, and He said, "Va'ata im shamaya tishmu li v'yisam li segula mikol ha'amim." Okay, so this is really a noob shot in why Birchas HaMitzvahs are Noichach and Nistar, and that is the pshat of the Beis HaLikim. Now, Shemana Esrei is all Noichach. Why are Birchas HaNehenin Noichach and Nistar? I guess you'd have to say like the Rajba. Hashem's existence is revealed, and His essence is hidden. Now, for the basically, so then why don't we just use that for Birchas HaMitzvah? I guess for Birchas HaMitzvah, where you are already talking a B'lashon Nistar in the beginning of the bracha, Asher Kedoshanu, He sanctified us, so that has to, so to speak, that begs the question, meaning Birchas HaNehenin, you could just say like the Rajba, His reality is revealed, His essence is not. But in a Birchas HaMitzvah, where you're talking B'lashon Nistar already toward the beginning, where you say Kedoshanu, now we have a question, so just make the whole thing B'lashon Nistar. And the answer is we're replicating the way God spoke to us on Maimon Har Sinai. Okay. No, it is. So you're asking.
That's not Noachach, right? Not Atah. It's just a general statement. Hashem is the one who blesses Bnei Israel.
Well, the truth is, all the brachos, we say, Magen Avraham, Hakel HaKadosh, Boine Yerushalayim. We don't say you build, we say builder of. So I think it's because they're like adjectives. God, blessed are you Hashem. Who is Hashem? The description of Hashem is He's the builder of Jerusalem. He causes to flourish the sprouts of salvation.
Isn't that more like Nistar than it is Nochra?
I think in Hebrew grammar it's called Poyel Hoylech. It's like an action, a continuous action. So I don't know if it's Nistar, it's a continuous action. He is Boinei Yerushalayim. Okay.
Like an adjective or phrase in English. No, it's a description.
Maybe, yeah.
Adjective phrase.
Okay, Rabbi, so this concludes the first half, and we'll do something on the parasha briefly. Okay, one second.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.